and Mr. Van Dussel, whom Anne disliked so much in her diary. How did you find him?
Oh, not a fine one.
I really found it a very nice man.
Yes.
Also, it was just as the two persons didn't get along.
Yeah. Ach, in die omstandigheden had ik grote bewondering voor die mensen, hoe ze eigenlijk toch met elkaar leefden. En, nou ja, God, Anne was een meisje, dus, nou ja, in de puberteit. En meneer Dussel was echt een, nou ja, al wat oudere man. Dus ja, dat er, het knaste wel eens hier en daar. Ten meer omdat ze in één kamer moesten vertoeven, om de beurt.
Ja, Mr. Van Dussel, I found him really a nice man. I think it was more the circumstances that they didn't get along. Anne was a young girl, in around 14, 15, in the puberty. Well, Mr. Van Dussel was an older man, and he couldn't quite understand a little girl. And they were together, they shared the same room, and she got on his nerves sometimes. And that is why they had little fights. But really, it was just the circumstances what really did it.
Yeah, and Mr. Dussel, die vond het dus nodig dat hij de eerste rechter had, eigenlijk in zekere zin, omdat hij ouder was.
Ja, yeah. Mr. Van Dussel
thought... Als hij in zijn kamertje moest slapen, moest Anne dat goed vinden.
Mr. Van Dussel thought, because he was so much older, that he had the first right and everything, that if he wanted to sleep, well, he was going to sleep, if Anna liked it or not. And so if he wanted to sleep, she had to go to sleep too. Mm-hmm. And of course Anna didn't like it, because
ja,
he was full of life, like in... Mr. Van Dussel, he would like to go for a nap just in the afternoon, and then Anna had to be very quiet. And of course, for a young girl, she didn't like it too much. And then she was always writing then her diary or whatever she was doing, or her lessons.